Yes, hey man, what's up? Hello?
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm sorry,
Can you hear
cannot
me?
hear you.
Okay, let me try this again. Hold on.
All right, I can hear you
How's
now.
it?
So I just saw the manuscript, and the previous one has 1,080 words, and the current one it has 6,300 words. So it's approximately like six times.
I
Yeah,
want to keep it
so
at 1,000 words, though. I definitely want more word count and still have images, but more word count and make a thicker book. Longer
So,
story for each. So we can
yeah.
break that up into two stories if you want.
Yep, that will be great. That's gonna be the best for the book, and we're gonna keep it the same way. The first one, completely illustrated book with text on the illustrations, as we have done on the previous one.
Is that what you recommend?
Yep, that's gonna be the best. So we can create a series of books, book one, book two, and book three in the same pattern.
Okay, but how are we going to do more text without having to do more illustrations then?
We already have 6,000 words, so we can just break it down into two books. So it's going to be 3,000 each. Then we can do the editing and we'll try to reduce more word count. So we can just like match the illustrations and keep it just like the way the first book is.
Okay, but I definitely want more word count. That first book is really, really short.
So you want to increase the word count?
Yeah, the word count, I definitely, it has to be a minimum of 2,000 per book.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. We already have
Right
like
now, we're all, like you
6,300.
said, well, yeah,
Yeah, so it's going to be
that's
around
true.
3,150 each book if we divide it that way. So we can definitely like
That's
bring it
better,
up
yeah.
to 2,500. Around between 2,000 to 2,500 word count, so it's not gonna be that short.
Okay, good. I like
All
it.
right, and same goes for the illustrations. We're gonna create the illustrations according to the text. As for the previous one, we have 1,000 words and we have created 12 illustrations. So I'm guessing for this one, as we go till 2,000 words, it's gonna be at least 25 illustrations.
What am I looking at for cost for what for each book?
Yeah, if we just for the first book, the total cost just for the editing and book cover and the illustrations is $1,500, right? Hello?
And media. And the media, I'm thinking. So sometimes I'm quiet and I'm just thinking. You don't hear the wheels turning.
No, so right now I'm just talking about the book. Social media marketing and the trailer, that stuff is something different. But for the book, it costed you $1,500, including the illustrations, book cover, and the editing and publishing, right?
Okay.
So as you can see, it's six times bigger than the previous one. So the amount comes up to
Well,
$9,000.
I hear you, but yeah, I hear you, but it, I don't consider the marketing exclusive, or two separate things. I consider it all inclusive. So when we're talking dollar amount, we have to include that.
You're not getting my point. What I'm saying,
You see
I'm
what I
talking
mean?
just,
Yeah.
I totally got your point, but what I'm saying right now is just for we can currently, as we need to, we will be working on a new book. So I'm just telling you the cost
Right.
that you have paid for the editing, publishing, book cover, and the illustrations for the first book, and it is $1,500. 1,000 is the initial payment and 500 for the illustrations that you have paid last week. All right, and currently, and the word count for the first book is 1,000 words. Currently, we are on 6,000 words. So if we just do the simple math, it comes up to $9,000. But after putting the discount, So after putting the discount, what I can do the best for you is $3,000 per book, which makes a total $6,000. With the
I'll have to give it a thought. Yeah.
As the in the previous
really
book, we only have 12 illustrations and 1,000 words. In the next one, we will be having almost 2,000 to 2,500 words and around 25 illustrations each book. This is the best amount I can, like, coach you right now.
What if we cut down on illustration? Have the illustration on just the beginning of each chapter?
Yeah, let me tell you. The problem is then we will, like, not... it's going to be in different format from the previous one. It's not going to be the completely illustrated book then. It's just going to be like a normal book with pictures in it. So the text is going to be on the simple, plain white pages with images between them.
That would be the cheaper route, though.
That's going to be, yeah. But, Ben, if you remember, I quoted you the amount of $299 for one illustration. You remember?
Yeah.
And if we just calculate the number of illustrations, 299 to into 50, it's making $15,000 right now. But I'm not, like, quoting you the price per illustration, as it's going to be 50 illustrations. It's going to be a lot of illustrations, along with the editing, book covers for both of the books, complete formatting, editing, and the publishing. All of them is going to be $6,000, which is just going to be two books. So we will be doing editing on two books, two book covers, 25 illustrations on each book.
How will I ever recoup money on that, though?
Sorry?
I can't imagine ever recouping money on that. Right,
but
that means every child, every parent would have to buy a book in the U.S.
Not exactly every child, but still, I'm just telling you the best amount I can do for you. You already know the cost for the first book. If you just calculate it yourself, you can see I'm not, like, charging you extra.
Wow. I'm going to have to think of redesign ideas, then. You can help me think of it also.
Sure. I just wanted to know, like, do you have any specific budget in mind, or what are you thinking to pay?
Half of that. I'm looking at $3,000.
For both of the books?
So if we went with one book, for one book then. But very few illustrations. That's all I can think of.
But I'm really sorry, Ben. $3,000 for two books is not going to be possible.
No, for one. No, I'm saying for one. One book, combine the two, cut down the illustrations so they're minimal. That way we're not dealing with two separate books.
All right, so you just want it to be one book, and it's going to be
a big... I'm not saying one. I'm talking about a possibility. You know, I'm just discussing with you, just trying to figure something out. What's your thought? Because then the first book is just... an introduction to Mrs. Fuzzy, right? And the next book could be Mrs. Fuzzy, Adventures and Friends and Adventures, or Adventures and Friends or something.
Yep, we can also do it that way. But I just gave you the best option, I think. But again, it's totally your call.
Okay. put me together an idea, please. The two separate ideas. What the first quote, put that down on writing for me, and then a second. The second idea of doing an all-inclusive book, mm-hmm. 5,000 plus count words mm-hmm. with less illustration. Just tell me how many illustrations and how much that would cost. Okay. And we'll go from there, because I think that's going to be the second option is going to be the best route, because it's going to be all inclusive.
Let me tell you the problem. Why I'm I want you to go
yeah.
for with two
tell me the
books.
Problem.
Yeah. The reason is, if we go for the completely illustrated book, then it's going to be more attractive towards the children's, as it is totally a children's book. So that's the only point. I suggest you to go for the completely illustrated book, like the first one.
How would I ever recoup costs on that?
I still can't imagine
recouping. Yeah.
I got your point, but we are already doing the marketing. We have created the social media, like ebook trailer. So
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing
it looks good. It looks good, but I just sent out press releases across the U.S., you know, and they're going to roll out between the next 5 and 10 days. So I'm doing things on my end, too. A press release about Mrs. Fuzzy and myself in Connecticut, blah, blah, blah. So we're all trying, and I threw money into that, too.
I'm getting your point, but
I don't know.
In the end, this... Yeah, we can also do one more thing. It's going to be a 3 months marketing of the book. So we are currently, I have shared the second month's calendar with you. So in the third month, we will be like promoting the second and the third book as well. Till then, we can create the book covers for both of them, and we can market them as well. Or I can let's do this. I can offer you 1 month's additional marketing for the second and third book in the same amount.
Yeah, I just don't have that starter money. You know, I mean, I don't have that up front. And unless I get return on the first, I'm not going to ever be able to recoup for the second and third. As a business decision, it's really, it's a gamble. It's a very big gamble.
I get your point, Ben. But, I don't want you to pay the whole amount, in a single transaction. We can do installments if you want.
That
the
won't
problem
much
is
to do. Still be that dollar amount.
That's the best amount I can do for you, and I have also offered you a month's additional marketing.
Yeah, and that's good, and I really appreciate that. So it helps sway my decision a little. But 6,000 is very steep.
But if you look at the work, then I don't think it's going to be a huge amount, because it's going to be 25 different, 25 illustrations.
Well,
each book.
I look at the, I understand where you're going, but my point, you have to understand too. I'm a starving artist, you know, actor, writer, you know, very starving.
mm-hmm.
So, okay, let me give it some thought.
Mm-hmm.
And let's regroup tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, then, perfect. I'll get in touch with you tomorrow,
okay.
And then we can decide what's going to be the best option.
Okay, and you can look at my second idea, so maybe you can come up with another idea that might work just as well.
I totally
okay?
got your point, but the only thing I want you to go for is two books. Is to break them into separate parts. It's not going to be lengthy, and again, the completely illustrated book is more attractive towards the children, so
right.
they will
interested. I get what you mean, Steve. But when I received the book, the physical book, I looked at it and I said, you know, from an American consumer, I looked at it and I said $14.99. You know, I mean, I would have put on there $6.99. You know, from the physical standpoint of that book.
Mm-hmm.
I might have stretched it if I really loved it, and there was a series to $12.99, but $14.99, no way. So that's another discussion, you know, that we have to have. We have to lower that price point because otherwise people are going to get it and complain.
Yep,
and
I got that point too. But
yeah, future sales are down the tube. Yeah.
Yep, but if we reduce the price on the Amazon, so then it's going to affect the royalties that you will be getting.
Yes, I understand that, but it's going to affect royalties if it gets a lot of bad reviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kind of a marketing thing that we have to look at.
Yep, I got your point.
Right?
So yeah, let's catch up tomorrow. I will also have a discussion with the team, and then let's
thank
catch
you.
Up tomorrow
yeah, and do a brainstorming, come up with ideas.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. The more people that think about it, maybe somebody will come up with something good.
Yep, exactly.
Maybe between your idea and my idea, something. Right?
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, Ben. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.